You're listening to Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, and today I got the pleasure to meet up with Albert Subrudat and his coach, Augie Bush, from the University of Arizona. Albert's a junior at the University of Arizona, and this weekend he did the rare combination of winning the 100 butterfly in an NCAA record and the 100 backstroke. It's only been done once before, back in 1988. He was also a member of the 200 medley relay, where he had the fastest backstroke leadoff split of all time. Thanks for joining us today, Albert.
Well, thank you.
And Augie, you too?
Thanks, Brett. Happy to be here.
Let's just dive right into the butterfly. I mean, that's your specialty. You represented Venezuela in the 2004 Olympics in Athens. You'll be at the World Championships here next week. And then, assuming everything goes well, you'll represent Venezuela at the in Beijing in 2008.
That's a hope.
Watching your race, your underwater seemed to be your strength. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I've been working on that for the past 2 years, and I think I got a lot better in that every year. So, I feel that that's my strength, my lie.
And that, I would assume, carries over into your backstroke. Really, spent a lot of time underwater in the backstroke. Coach, how much of your workout do you really concentrate on the underwaters?
We concentrate a lot on underwaters. We put a big focus on that because what the rules allow you to do is spend 55 to 60% of the race underwater, and so short course swimming, particularly short course yard swimming, you find that the people who are the fastest underwater tend to be the best flyers and backstrokers. So we spend a lot of time working not only on underwaters but on body position underwater, and a lot on breakouts, because those are really crucial for short course yard swimming.
Well, just watching, you know, the undulation, the displacement from your upper movement and your downward movement seemed to be very proportional and didn't see a lot of upper body movement at all.
Yeah, I try to keep the focus on just keep a steady body position and just make the kick as short and as fast as I can.
And even more than that, you're really accelerating into that final breakout. Is that a real emphasis?
It is. We work a lot on breakouts. What you see with Albert is he's able to maintain that tempo, that rhythm, as he's coming up to his breakouts, where a lot of flyers and backstrokers, that rhythm will kind of die off a little bit. That tempo will die down a little bit as they come up to their breakout. And he's able to establish that early on and keep it going up until the breakout. So that's really crucial in terms of transferring momentum from your underwaters up into your first stroke.
Now, looking at your stroke count, if my memory serves me correctly, you were going 5 on the first 25, 5 on the second 25, and then you went 6, and then you finished with a 7. Is that the whole strategy? Do you concentrate that in workout also?
Well, we talk a lot about 5 strokes on the first lap, and he actually cuts off his underwaters a little bit short just so he can line things up correctly on that first lap, or else he'd kind of be caught in between. So we talk about that with all our flyers. We try to get him to hit that wall and determine a stroke count that's going to hit that wall at a perfect length. So we talk a lot about the first lap, and he's a pro, so he knows his stroke count as well as anybody. He knows exactly how many strokes he needs to take in 100 fly.
So let's go back to the race. I mean, you hit the start. When you hit that first wall, I mean, did you hit it perfectly? Did you know that race, something special was happening right then?
Yeah, well, I feel like I know when the race is going to go from the dive. I think after my first couple of kicks, I felt good in my legs. My stroke felt good the first two strokes. And when I hit the first wall, I was trying to go out under 21 seconds. That was my goal. And then try to come back as fast as I could and get a lot of air in the first 50 and just then bring it home.
Well, to take a record down from Ian Crocker, that's got to be a special accomplishment, too.
Definitely. He's by far the best flyer there's ever been. Long course and short course. He's showed it a lot of times. And I'm a real athlete that I really admire. And he's a great athlete. And he's amazing. I feel honored to be able to take that record.
And what will you be swimming at the World Championships?
I'll be swimming there the 400 free relay, 50-100 fly, and the 100 free.
No backstroke?
No, they are the same day of the 100 fly, so I won't be able to do the backstroke.
Well, that's probably why there's such a rare combination of you being a flyer and a backstroker and accomplishing that. Being a junior, what's in your sights now?
Well, definitely World Champs next week, then get another great season. Well, before that, I have Pan Ams, so that'll be a really fun meet to go to. And well, then just get a great season and try to finish the NCAA championship next year as high as we can as a team. So it would be sort of have a great meet, and hopefully we can do better.
And obviously, Coach, you're never satisfied. What are some of the goals that you're going to be looking at here?
Well, I think next year is going to be our strongest ever men's team. I think it has the potential to be even stronger than last year's team. My hopes for Albert is to be a triple event winner, break 19 seconds in the 50 freestyle, and then prove upon his times that he just did yesterday in the 100 fly and 100 back. So, and then that'll hopefully lead into a great summer and a great Olympics in 2008.
Well, we wish you both lots of luck. We'll follow your career, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brett.
This is Brent Rutemeller with Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world.